are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Okay, this is cool. This, we are talking 007 cool. Apparently, researchers from the University of Dallas in Texas have been able to make an invisibility cloak. This is almost Lord of the Rings cool. I don't know if this is Lord of the Rings cool or 007 cool, but this is cool. They have been able to make something, quote unquote, invisible by using the whole mirage premise. Okay, I got to talk about this, but I also got to tell you some of the headlines. So we'll get to this in a second. I just think that stuff is cool. I've been waiting for them to come up with something like the invisibility. You know what? What was that? That was with Pierce Brosnan. I'm trying to think which 007 movie that was, which James Bond movie was, where his car was able to look invisible because they played around with the light beams. It was the one with Halle Berry. I don't know if it's The World Is Not Enough. I don't know if it's that one. I know it was an Octopussy. I know I can't think of it. It was the one with Halle Berry. But anyway, for those, that's cool. And then I think of Lord of the Rings, when you put the ring on, you'd be invisible, but that wasn't using the whole mirage thing. That Lord of the Rings wasn't as realistic as I was hoping it would be, right? You know, especially since I think Aragorn should have gotten, the radio doctor as the girl, not the elf. But that's neither here nor there. Okay, lots to talk about. Apparently, in Europe and in England, more specifically, some of the doctors that take the socialized medicine actually want to break away and get cash for some of their procedures, citing that the socialized medicine isn't covering it. So we're going to start seeing some backlash and some interesting privatization-type movements going on in England. We'll see where that goes. However, while that's happening and we're seeing some privatization going on over there, we're seeing some socialization over here. Tonight, the feds decided to come out and say they are designing a health insurance plan. And I was just talking about this in the previous hour. I'm a little heated by how they're doing this. It's ludicrous, and we're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about how most of the hospitals that are, per the government, the worst hospitals, are actually seeing some of the poorest people and being threatened to lose even more government funding. We need to talk about that. Also, as we age, there's a study that came out in Lancet saying many Medicare people, the year they died, had multiple surgeries or had surgeries either a week before they died, 3 months before they died, and are we doing too much surgery on people at end of life? Of course, you all know how I feel about that. Don't be telling me that somebody is end of life when they don't have a terminal illness. I think that's ridiculous. So a lot to talk about. Also some cool stuff, some viruses we've never known about. It's floating around our sewage. There's a way to maybe save some H1N1 flu patients if we oxygenate their blood. Really cool stuff. I'm going to try to pack it all in, and I know how to pack it in. So let's open up the phone lines. Of course, I want to hear from you at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Of course, we're taking your emails at drdahlia.com. We'll get to some of those if we have time to. drdahlia, drdahlia.com. Please follow me on Twitter. And guys, we are still signing up for the cruise next year. I know it's starting to get a little chilly, starting to get a little nippy. So some of you are thinking, what? Why would I want to go to Alaska? Trust me, it's beautiful. It is beautiful, and it's going to be fun. We're going to have parties, we're going to have lectures, prizes, etc. It is going to be a blast. So make sure you start coming up with your happy place. Go to my website at drdahlia.com to start scheduling that. Okay, now I do have some good news for some of you, okay? We just talked about this in the last hour. A lot of you suffer from erectile dysfunction. We talk about erectile dysfunction a lot on this show. And you've needed Cialis, you've needed Viagra, you've needed Levitra. And a lot of you suffer from enlarged prostate. At least 50% of men over the age of 60 already show signs of enlarged prostate. I think it's higher. I have a lot of 50-year-olds whose prostates are already starting to enlarge. But, you know, I've over the years gotten really good at, you know, measuring the size of a prostate. You just do. After thousands upon thousands of prostate exams, you could, you know, already kind of tell. And, you know, we talk about some of the symptoms. Some of you are like, well, how do I know my prostate's enlarged? I don't go to a doctor and I don't let a doctor test me. I don't let a doctor feel there. Well, you maybe should, all right? Signs of enlarged prostate is your stream is kind of weak. You have difficulty starting to pee and then trying to stop. Sometimes you don't finish the stream or it dribbles. Sometimes you feel the need to pee because, again, the prostate is pushing on your urethra, which is the tube that connects the bladder to the outside world and says hello. So if the prostate is squeezing it, you're not getting the flow that you need to. A lot of times you have to push to pee. Maybe you get up at night to pee a lot. You don't feel like you're emptying the bladder. Also, you can have other sequelae like bladder infections, blood, et cetera. Sometimes you get back pressure. So you can start having kidney issues. So having an enlarged prostate is pretty serious. Just because they say benign prostatic hyperplasia doesn't mean all the issues you get are benign. Now, what scientists have found, though, is many of you that have an enlarged prostate also coincidentally have erectile dysfunction, have issues getting erections, maintaining them, etc. So they noticed that patients taking Cialis or Viagra or Levitra actually have improvement in their prostate symptoms while they're still taking prostate medications like the alpha reductase inhibitors and the alpha adrenergic blockers. And they don't know why. They don't know why Viagra or Cialis helps. They don't know. But the FDA today approved Cialis for benign prostatic hyperplasia, enlarged prostate, which means now the Cialis people can market it. Now, again, I don't know which insurances are going to pay for it. I understand the 10-milligram Cialis prescription that you take once every 3 days to, you know, cover you for the weekend is pretty costly. I know there's a 5-milligram once-a-day dose. There's a 2.5-milligram once-a-day dose. The only dose you'd be able to take, the highest dose you'd be able to take would be the 5-milligram once a day. You couldn't be popping the 10s for this one. But if it improves your symptoms, possibly puts off you needing surgery, that's wonderful. Why not? Again, they don't know why it works. Maybe it increases blood flow to the prostate, blood flow to the bladder. Maybe it helps open things up, dilates things with, you know, but keep in mind though, can cause a blood pressure drop and you can't take it if you're on nitrates. But still, cool stuff. All right, when we come back, more on the Dr. Dahlia Show, I want to talk about this invisibility cloak. Woo! And the new socialized, the public option is back, just like I called it. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hello again. I hope all is well. This is John Swenson at Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 128. We're your source for gold and silver. Not much has changed since we last spoke. The economy remains in the tank. Unemployment is a national disaster, and there's zero leadership in Washington. Experts tell us that the stock market is headed towards 7,000. The deficit will continue to climb. Still, gold is expected to go to 2,000 by the first quarter. That'd put silver back nearing $50. Frankly, Scarlett, there are no solid options available beyond precious metals. Please give me a call, John Swenson, 800-686-2237, extension 128, for an informative, no-pressure conversation. John Swenson, 800-686-2237, extension 128, and I look forward to hearing from you.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military-issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com, the main name in military supply.
iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system. We're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at GCNminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher-safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Talk Radio. Taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I want to talk about how they were able to make something invisible. Researchers at the University of Dallas in Texas. Dallas, Texas, love the Cowboys, love the researchers. You see, I'm invisible now. See, you can't see me. See, you can't see me. Yeah, I'm invisible. I've always been intrigued by the whole invisible thing, but I've also been intrigued by the whole mirage concept. You know, when you're in the desert and it's hot and you have your shirt on your head and you know, you're without water and then you think you see a pool of water. All right. The concept of the invisibility cloak comes from that. So let's just review what exactly is a mirage. When there is a big change in temperature over a small distance, okay, especially heat, the light rays get bent, and rather than bounce off the surface, they go towards the eye. And so what ends up happening is, like, if somebody, let's say, sees a blue pond of water, what that is it's the reflection of the sky. It's the blue sky that's being redirected from the hot ground but sent to your eye. Now, your brain needs to form images. When the brain gets images from your retina, and the retina goes to the brain, sometimes what it'll do is it'll extrapolate and finish the image. And it'll use images from your memory to make sense. Okay? Otherwise, we'd be seeing globs of things all the time.
And so what happens is your brain kind of makes it look like, and then you go, oh, this is a pool of water. Okay? When people, you know, in the movies talk about mirages, they don't really see a whole oasis. They don't see mermaids. They don't see girls in bikinis and then a lake and a waterfall. That's not a real mirage. I mean, they really exaggerated it. A true mirage is you will see blue pools. And, you know, maybe if there's something green, I don't know where the tree comes from, but the blue is coming from the sky. Okay, so basically, it's the heat redirecting the rays of light to your eyes. Okay, so what researchers did is they wanted to find a material that had the ability to conduct heat but quickly transfer it to surrounding areas to mimic what happens with a mirage, which is basically light distorting temperature gradients of the desert, okay? Now, I'm getting this from Wired.com because I know this sounds a little too scientific even for me to say, okay? Now, researchers found a material, and they found sheets of carbon nanotubes. Do y'all know what nanotubes are? I don't know what to do. Okay, but anyway, a nanotube is a one molecule thick sheet of carbon wrapped up in a cylindrical tube. Now, one molecule is tiny. I don't know where they found these. I don't know if they went to the hardware store, but they found them. One molecule thick sheets of carbon that are wrapped up into a cylindrical tube. They have the density of air, but the strength of steel. This is phenomenal stuff. And they're excellent conductors because they're nanotubes and they're made of carbon. So what they could do is then conduct the heat. So they electrically stimulate these nanotubes, right? And they line them up to make a transparent sheet. So they line up these nanotubes because, remember, they're one molecule thick. They line them up in front of the object. They heat through electrical stimulation up to high temperatures. It transfers the heat to the surrounding areas, makes that temperature gradient. The light rays bend away, and then the object behind it is concealed. This is very similar to the 007 movie. I forgot to look up on Break with 007. I think it's The World Is Not Enough. I really do. I think it's the one with Halle Berry, The World Is Not Enough, where they had the car and they were able to do that invisible cloak. The only thing is he just hit a button and it happened. I mean, you have to heat these nanotubes up to the point. Now, we've seen, you know, when you look at the desert, or even when you watch the movies, you see the waves. You know, and you're looking at something and it's wavy. When it's, that's exactly how they're doing this. But they needed something to capture the heat. Am I the only one excited by this? I hope y'all are falling asleep. This is cool. Okay, listen, on my medical show, I get to talk about prostate. I get to talk about bursitis. I get to talk about ingrown toenails. When do I get to talk about invisibility cloaks? When? Okay, I'm sorry. I'm enjoying this. You all can just wait for me to talk about the next prostate issue, but I'm talking about this. This stuff is cool. So anyway, they get the nanotubes. They heat them up through electrical stimulation. It dissipates. It causes a rapid temperature gradient. It dissipates the light rays. As you're looking at this, the object becomes invisible. I think I have it on my Facebook, and there is a video of the object becoming invisible. So go to my website on Facebook, go to my Facebook on Facebook, of course, and you'll see it there. If I have to add you as a friend, I'll do that. If not, I'll put it on my Facebook fan page. But pretty cool stuff. Okay. Now, what good is this in terms of medical? Well, I guess if some of us have a mole we don't like, we just have the nanotubes in front of the mole. I mean, me, I got some blemishes that I'd like to cover up. Maybe I could walk around with the nanotubes and cover it up. I just got a new headshot. I just got a new picture of myself. And, woo, she needed to do some touch-ups. Big time, she had to do some touch-ups. I went to Linda Q Photography. She's awesome. And I think she spent more time doing the touch-ups than actually doing my picture. Okay. All right, so a lot to talk about here today on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Again, breaking news today was the government deciding to come up with this healthcare plan. Now, what's fascinating about this is the same day we got news coming out of the UK that a group of GPs wants to start charging cash for some of their services because the NHS system isn't covering it. All right, so that's interesting. Let's quickly talk about that story. All right, so a practice of GPs have actually sent out a letter to a bunch of their patients saying, look, certain procedures aren't being paid for by the NHS. So if you want moles removed, cysts, ingrown toenails, you could do it paying cash. Right, some of these procedures are $200, some are $376, $225 if I convert them to American dollars. Now, of course, the British Medical Association is very concerned. You know, everybody's kind of all, you know, up in arms regarding this. But, I mean, I'm not shocked. I thought there were flaws in the system. I was wondering if the doctors over there were happy. I know some people are going, well, boy, the doctors are greedy. Do they really have to do this? I mean, do they really have to be so greedy? But, well, wait a second, okay? I don't know if greed's an issue. Again, I don't know what their situation is. I'm not going to back them up. I'm not going to defend them. I'm not going to take a side on this. But the one thing I noticed when I took an HMO and when we were dealing with HMOs in my earlier years of practice is they want to cover a lot of things. So we would actually lose money if we did skin procedures. Insurance wouldn't cover it. You know, in fact, our practice, you know, had a lot of difficulty. We would be taking off skin lesions, and Medicare would have issues with us taking off skin lesions, and they wouldn't pay the claim. And so I had to start referring out to dermatologists because it costs money. It costs money to do these. And somebody said, well, your biller did it wrong. I don't understand how the biller could do it wrong. You have a code. You have a procedure code. You have a diagnosis code. I mean, what more has to be done? I mean, they pay for a sinus infection. They won't pay for a removal of a mole. I'm not sure. I mean, I'm sure there's a way for it to be done because, you know, dermatologists get paid by Medicare. But I can't tell you how many family practice or primary care doctors stop doing certain procedures because insurance won't cover it. Now, we aren't allowed to say, okay, we'll just do it for cash. If you have insurance, we have to go through your insurance. Otherwise, we could lose the insurance contract. So I'm not sure what's happening with these doctors over there, but for any of us who are la-la land saying socialized medicine is fine and everybody's happy over there in England or happy over there in Canada, we may want to think twice. The grass may not be greener on the other side of the fence. So America right now, the Obama administration is trying to step it up before the election, and they now are coming out with their own health insurance for the masses. Didn't I say the public option was coming back? Didn't I just talk about the public option coming back? Here it is, guys. Oh, but it's not called the public option, Dr. Dahlia. It's called health insurance for the masses. Wait, what's the difference? What's the difference? All right, now, this is very, very interesting. They're coming up with an essential benefits package, right, that's supposed to keep it affordable for small businesses and taxpayers. We talked about this on the previous hour. If an insurance company could come up with an insurance plan that was affordable for small business owners and taxpayers, wouldn't they already be on the market? If HMOs, which were designed to undercut private insurance companies and save money for tax, for insurers, insurees, the doctors, and save money for all parties involved, wouldn't HMOs run the country? No, people didn't want the HMO. People didn't, you know, I mean, yes, HMOs are still pretty rampant, but many employers dropped the HMO and went for regular plans. I remember when I was in training, we were offered the HMO or the PPO, and we all picked the PPO. We didn't want the HMO. Well, capitalism at its finest, supply and demand. If nobody demands the HMO, nobody bought it. And I think the reason why is the cost was really similar. The HMO wasn't that much cheaper. So if the HMO isn't that much cheaper, why go through all the hoops of not getting the referral that you want, the medication that you want? So we're going to talk a little bit more about this health insurance plan that the feds are designing. And I want to, of course, hear from you, Dr. Dahlia, at 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Brian Brody for Solutions from Science. And you know, in this economy, it doesn't seem like there is much that any of us can do to cut back on our monthly expenses. And that's why I'm excited to tell you about a way to cut your light bill by 90%. Yep, a full 90%. Ultra-efficient LED light bulbs are now available from Solutions from Science. They run cooler, cheaper, and they're guaranteed for 30 years. That's right, 30 years. And with many experts predicting electrical rates could double or triple in the next few years, years, there has never been a better time to make the switch to high-efficiency LEDs. And here's the best part. These are not old-style LEDs. These are the new cutting-edge LEDs with full-spectrum light. You can learn all about the new LEDs by watching my video at LEDfreedom.com. I'll show you how to save 90% on your light bill. Go to LEDfreedom.com.
Take the first step in home security. Install the Door Sentinel. Standard locks, deadbolts, and security systems can't prevent forced entry. The Door Sentinel provides door kick-in protection and can be added to your existing security system. The Door Sentinel is easy to install and will turn your home into a fortress. Make the call. 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Or visit them at SENTINEL securitygroup.com. SentinelSecurityGroup.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products, and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Talk Radio, taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Your emails at drdahlia.com, your tweets on Dr. Dahlia at Twitter, and of course your Facebook posts, your pokes, your super pokes, your tickles, your wet willies. Okay, whatever. Anyway, so here we are. All right, so we're talking about this federal health insurance plan. We talked about it on the earlier hour of my show. My show now airs live on GCNlive.com. They've given me 3 hours, which is just wonderful. Genesis Communications Network is great. It's just I, of course, want to recap some of today's headlines. And this health insurance that the federal government wants to come up with is, of course, a plan to save money and cause fiscal responsibility and come up with a plan that employers can use. I mean, and I know the liberals are loving this. They're like, yay, the public option's coming back. We're finally getting a health insurance plan. But listen, guys, listen, okay? The same idiocracy that they used when they were planning the public option is going to be the same thing for this. And they come up with an analogy where they say you don't go to a grocery store and you fill up your cart to the rim, go up to the cashier, and then decide what you're going to buy. They say how they want to do this is they want to have a budget before they walk into the grocery store, put grocery by grocery into the cart, and then that's all they're going to buy. Now, what they're saying that this federal health care plan is going to include is health care for substance abuse, newborn care. We're talking mental health, prescription drugs, children's care, emergency, outpatient, inpatient, hospital, surgery. So where I'm confused is if you have a shopping cart and you want to come up with a plan that's cheaper than plans already out there, cheaper than HMOs, so possibly cheaper to run than Medicaid, how much are you going to fit in your cart? We've talked about this. A $200 a month price tag, $300 a month price tag, it's not going to cover it. It's not going to cover it unless they're going to have the quote-unquote rich subsidize these plans and cover the extra few hundred a month per person, which is going to be extremely costly. Again, I don't know. I know why this has come up. We have the 2012 presidential election coming. We're going to say that we came up with a health plan. But my question is if this could have been done already very inexpensively, it would have. HMOs have failed. People don't want the HMOs. Now, we all know how an HMO works, and if you don't, let me just quickly review. How an HMO works is you have a group of doctors that are contracted with the HMO, and these doctors are hand-picked. Okay? Of course, you apply. If you end up wanting to order many tests, if you end up wanting to buck the system, it's very easy to get kicked off an HMO. All right? I haven't gotten kicked off. I actually left HMOs on purpose at will. But usually they want doctors that will kind of work with the system. And by system, meaning if you're going to refer, it needs to be a valid referral. If you want to refer to a specialist, it's because you've exhausted all your primary care efforts and you're going to refer to the specialist. If that person needs a surgery, if that person needs an MRI, you're going to fill out a form. That form is going to go to a committee that the HMO has. The committee resides, or the doctor, individual doctors, look at this, decide if it's going to be okayed or not, gives you a yay or a nay, then you could proceed. Of course, the time between referral and things need to be done can vary anywhere from a day to a month. It was very frustrating when I was working for an HMO, and you don't have a lot of choices. And we talked about earlier in the hour where in our city, one of the major HMOs didn't have any cardiologists that wanted to come on the plan and take the poor reimbursement rates to the point that they didn't have any cardiologists. And so a cardiologist group got to negotiate their own rates, usually unheard of with an HMO, but nobody wanted to take the crappy reimbursement rates. So the HMO was designed to pay the doctor as little as possible, to do as little referrals as possible, to review each and every referral, to have a generic medicine list, a very inexpensive medicine list. And the thought behind it, the logic is there, it could save money. That's exactly what the government wanted to do with the public option, where they, you know, things are getting reviewed, you have panels, etc. That's what the HMOs do. But didn't really catch on. I decided against taking an HMO for my personal family. A lot of employers declined taking the HMOs. Now, this healthcare plan doesn't look like it's going to be an HMO. But again, I don't know how they're going to be cheaper than one. How are you going to cover maternity, substance abuse, mental health, emergency room, hospital, outpatient, newborn? How are you going to cover that? How? Inexpensively. Now, Kathleen Sebelius, the Health and Human Secretary, said what they're going to be doing is holding, quote-unquote, listening sessions around the country before any final decisions are made. Really, they're going to have listening sessions. They're going to sit there and listen. Okay? What? I want to be there. I want to be taught. Please, let me through. I am going to bore through to get to this lesson, just to be up in front of the mic telling them what I think. And what are they going to do? So it'll be duly noted. All right, I need this covered. I have cancer. I need a transplant. Uncle Bob needs to have his hip replaced. I need all this covered. I mean, what are these listening sessions going to do? Now, yes, it's nice because it's telling the public that they're going to be involved and they're going to listen to us. Of course, that'll make us all feel good. But I'm sorry. This is expensive. This is very, very expensive. What I want to hear, and I'm going to listen with open ears, my ears are going to be wide open on how this is going to get paid for. Because if not, you're going to have to probably charge $800-900 a person to cover all of the fancy schmancy tests. Like we talked about earlier in the show, Cialis can be used for benign prostatic hyperplasia, for prostate, enlarged prostate. Well, if half of men over 60 have enlarged prostates and they aren't really liking their alpha reductase inhibitors and the medicines they're taking, and they love the idea of being able to take Cialis once a day, they're going to want that on this plan. Oh, no. Well, that won't be covered. We're only going to be able to cover certain things. How is your plan going to differ from somebody else's? Well, it's probably going to have less. It's going to offer less. And, I think it may be too high priced for people that don't want less. So we'll see what happens with that. Now, we talked about yesterday how a study published in The Lancet, and for those who join us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. The Lancet published a study saying more than 1.8 million claims for Medicare patients who died in 2008. All right, so they looked at 1.8 million Medicare recipients, right, who died in 2008. A third of them had an operation the year before they died. Nearly 1 in 5 had a surgical procedure in the last month of life, and 1 in 10 went under the knife in the last week. So Associate Professor Dr. Ashish Jha from Harvard School of Public Health is, of course, commenting on it and how many of these older individuals are getting costly invasive surgery and then dying. They say the level of surgical intensity doesn't seem to be having much in the way of benefit of the population. Our sense is that there are probably lots of unnecessary procedures that go on at end of life. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, okay, not all these people had a terminal cancer or a terminal illness being told they were going to die in 6 weeks. These were people that didn't think they were end of life. Now, it's very easy to say and be Monday morning quarterback and go, all right, they have these surgeries at end of life. All these surgeries, all these costs are happening at the end of life. But, you know, I have a 90-year-old patient today comes in saying, you know, even though she needs a hip replacement, her doctor's not going to have let her do it because she doesn't have enough, quote, unquote, wind in her sail. And she's like, that's okay, you know, I'll just need medicine. But, you know, she's not getting her hip replacement. She's 90 years old, doing really well. I think she has another 10 years on her. This lady, more even. This woman is a firecracker. And no, nobody rushed to do a hip replacement. So what surgeries are they talking about? And I'm sorry, are they thinking that somebody in their 60s or 70s is, quote, unquote, end of life? When we come back, more on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Do you live where ice storms, blizzards, tornadoes, floods, earthquakes, or hurricanes occur? Who doesn't? Well, most of us do, and when they occur, one of the first things to happen is the power goes out. When Hurricane Irene hit, over 5 million homes were without power. Just having light around the house becomes very important. Arm yourself with the new 50-hour emergency candle in a can. Just pull the pop-top lid, the matches are safe inside, and light up the candle for 50 hours of continuous light. The candle and matches are together when you need them the most. Emergency light that has an indefinite shelf life, always ready and won't go dead like batteries. 50-hour emergency candles are $7.95 each, or four for $28. Call toll-free 1-855-485-8555, 855-485-8555, or order online at candlesincans.com. One more time, that's 855-485-8555, or visit us at candlesincans.com.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN. Or call 800-332-OPTICS. 800-332-6784.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
What's been the problem with phone companies? High prices and contracts that lock you in for 2 years minimum. Not FreedomTelephones.com. Freedom Telephones are designed around the concept and reality of patriotism, loyalty, and privacy. With FreedomTelephones.com, there are no contracts, no credit checks, and no Social Security numbers required. That's why our name is FreedomTelephones.com. Finally, residential, mobile, and business telephones and plans that are private and never lock you into a long-term contract. Want a low price? Residential and business plans start at only $14.99, and mobile plans start at just $39.99. Plus, every month you pay your bill, FreedomTelephones.com contributes to your favorite GCN programs. Don't wait. Support the cause and get the highest quality and the lowest prices by calling 1-800-600-5553. That's 800-600-5553. FreedomTelephones.com. Portable. Private. Perfect.
Is your credit card debt out of control? Are you in over your head dealing with monthly payments? There's a powerful secret the credit card companies don't want you to know. If you have credit card debt, you have the power to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe, cutting your payments by up to half or more. That's bad news for credit card companies, but it's great news for you. And we'd like to offer you free information that will show you how to settle your credit card debt and lower your payments by up to half or more. It's yours free when you call today. Don't decline. Declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and we could save you thousands. Live better. Debt free. Find out how easy it is by calling for this valuable free information.
For the secret the credit card companies don't want you to know, call National Debt Relief today at 1-800-460-5733. 1-800-460-5733. This free information is available only for a limited time. Change your life. Call 1-800-460-5733 today.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for quick action. Listen to what the revolutionary MDS Forte can do for you. MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte at BestBloodSupport.com or call 213-405-5355. Call 213-405-5355 or go to BestBloodSupport.com. That's BestBloodSupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Medical Talk Radio, taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Your emails at drdahlia.com, drdahlia.com. Just really quickly, I want to finish up with some of the other headlines. Apparently, they were talking about how the majority of hospitals that are considered the worst hospitals in the U.S. actually treat, they say, the poorest Americans. Now, by worst hospitals, they won't give the list. They won't give the list of hospitals that qualified as the worst hospitals. But in the Affordable Health Care Act, if they find a hospital not improving in this status, they will start cutting their Medicare reimbursement payments by 1% starting October 2012. Now, what I don't think the government understands is these hospitals are not the quote-unquote worst hospitals, because the doctors are standing there and the nurses are standing there scratching their butts or sucking on their thumb. That's not what's happening. many of these hospitals are considered worst because of the number of casualties they have. Now, if a hospital is in an underserved area, and another article had come out yesterday saying 70 million people have to travel at least an hour to get to a trauma center or an emergency room because hospitals in their area have closed down, then the remaining hospitals are going to be flooded. Their waiting rooms are going to be flooded. The wait time is going to be longer. So by the time a person does come back to them and get seen in the room, it could be too late to administer, you know, stroke therapy, heart therapy. And even though if somebody is having a stroke, and let's say when I used to work in the ER, if the paramedics called me and said, you know, doctor, oh, I'm sending over a patient coming down, you know, we believe he has a, you know, has a stroke, then, you know, we get everything ready and we're prepared. And if, trust me, he gets to the front of the line. But there's many people sitting in the lobby, sitting in the waiting room, that have no idea that that's what their symptoms are. And they walk in, they sit down, and then by the time we see them in the ER, we're hoping to high heaven it's not too late. So my concern is, if the Affordable Health Care Act is penalizing these quote-unquote worst hospitals, and these worst hospitals are seeing the poorest Americans or in the most underserved areas, and they're overcrowded because hospitals are going under and closing down because they have to see all the uninsured, we're just going to be seeing more and more of these hospitals close down. You pay a hospital less, how are they going to keep their doors open? Why aren't we helping these hospitals? Why aren't we spending money building more centers? Why don't we have a network of clinics? And they don't have to be free clinics. Why can't we ask people to pay $25? Why can't people getting Medicaid pay $25? You know, why does everything have to be free? You know, I was talking about in the previous hour, they want doctors to cut back on costs, and they want to cut back on what they pay doctors. Why don't they just, it's simple, nobody's going to like it, and you all aren't going to like this. But I brought this up years ago. I go, why doesn't the patient just pay the doctor and the hospital cash, and they get reimbursed by the insurance company? This way, the doctor and the hospital doesn't have to pay for the billing software. They don't have to pay for all the staff. It has to be a very reduced rate, right? That's why a lot of people do opt and pay cash. You know, doctor loves it. They get the money up front. They don't have to wait, right? Or just if you do have insurance, pay the doctor cash, get reimbursed from the insurance. Oh, no, Dr. Dahlia. That won't work. Well, why won't it work? We have to ask the insurance to pay us. Why don't you ask the insurance to pay you? Well, they won't pay us. They'll pretend they don't get the claim. They'll throw out the claim. They'll find a reason to not pay. Well, what do you think us doctors have been going through? But imagine if there was a system where we didn't have to deal with all the billing. Now, I'm not saying, you know, you have to do cash rates. I mean, a hospital and an operation, that could be fairly costly. But, you know, why can't doctors make a deal with patients where they'll only charge $25 or $35, but they get paid up front for certain fees, they get paid up front, and then you work it out with your insurance company. And if the doctor's going to pay that rate, then he gets to hopefully lower his overhead, so then he gets to live on that rate. I mean, there's a lot of different things that they could do that they aren't doing right now. And when I see that these hospitals are struggling, and you all are struggling, I know a lot of my listeners are in, especially those of you listening to me on XM, you're listening in Chicago and New York and L.A., but a lot of you are listening in Roswell and in Fargo and in, you know, multiple cities and that are more rural, shall we say, and you may not be close to a level one trauma center, et cetera. You know, is that what you're seeing? Are you having difficulty getting access to hospital care? Is the transit time that long? It doesn't really take 30 minutes to an hour to get to where you need to go? So it's pretty scary stuff what's happening. And I know the feds now want to take credit for coming up with a new insurance policy, and this is their way of coming up with a public option, their way of taking control. I mean, as much as I want people to get health care, I would almost rather they come up with, use government dollars. I mean, we're going to be paying for this anyway. Whether we're paying for a cockamamie insurance company that's going to halfway cover what we want it to cover, or whether we're going to be paying for these institutions that go up throughout the cities. And I'm sure we could get donors, and I'm sure we could get people to group together to donate a CAT scan, donate an MRI, et cetera. Right? I mean, I think there's a way we could do this, but we got to stop also this freebie mentality. We don't have to give services away for free. What's happening with Medicaid is you're not allowed to charge a patient. Hospitals can't charge a patient. Doctors can't charge a patient. Medicaid patients don't have to pay. So, of course, we're exhausting Medicaid funds, and they're trying to find ways to be cheaper. And they're, you know, why can't a Medicaid patient pay $20, $25? Why not? Dr. Dahlia, you're clueless. Medicaid patients don't have the money. Well, it looks like most of us aren't going to have the money. I mean, I can't tell you how many of my patients technically wouldn't have qualified for Medicaid now do. I mean, we are getting poorer and poorer. Like Michael Savage said, trickle up poverty. I mean, so many of my patients I would have never thought would be unemployed for this long and not have health insurance, not have coverage, are trying to qualify for Medicaid. You know, maybe we could get more people to qualify for Medicaid if people pay $10, $15, $20 for part of their health care. Why does Medicaid have to be free? You know, it's interesting. I have a lot of Medicare patients, and we've been noticing Medicare now, for some people, you start having a deductible. And my Medicare patients, they're furious that they have a deductible. I mean, they've been paying into the system for years, right? And it used to be free. If you had Medicare, it covered everything. Well, now it's not. Now Medicare patients, they have to pay co-pays, unless, of course, they have a secondary. They have to pay deductibles. Why isn't that the same for Medicaid? Now, I can understand we may have to come up with exclusions, like for kids, et cetera. But I don't understand why everything has to be free. And they need to work on that. All right. Really quickly, I promised some medical headlines. And thank you all for tuning in to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, scientists have found that there are tons of viruses that haven't even been identified yet, just sitting in our raw sewage. But these viruses are really complex and pretty tough cookies. A lot of these viruses attacked bacteria, and they actually almost dominate where you could have more viruses than bacteria in our sewage. They're more complex. Plant viruses dominated in our sewage system. There's also a lot of insect viruses, including those that infect cockroaches, flies, and mosquitoes. That's probably why cockroaches and mosquitoes don't live in our sewage. They have rodent viruses they found in the sewage line, so these viruses attack rodents. And then 17 viruses known to infect humans. Now, of course, we don't want you playing around with the sewage. We know about adenoviruses and Norwalk viruses and gastrointestinal issues, etc. But the fact that we don't know it all and that there's tons of stuff out there that can attack us and our insects and our mice, pretty cool stuff. Scary, but cool stuff. All right. Something that I found was really, really cool is British researchers have found that if you oxygenate blood of a patient with H1N1 that's hospitalized, you could possibly save their life. Now, there's a mechanism called extracorporeal membrane oxygenation, which oxygenates people's blood. They found that half the people, or there were less deaths with those that had oxygenated blood because you don't get enough oxygen when you have the H1N1. So pretty cool stuff. We'll talk about more in the next hour, but please all stay tuned if you can. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. You all be safe.
Take me down to the little white church. Take me down to the little white church. Take me down to the little white church.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LASIG. With LASIG e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LASIG.com, spelled LECIG.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LASIG e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning, e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Still ready to save? Then you're ready for the fall super sale at HerbalHealer.com. HerbalHealer.com has been the leader in quality natural supplements since 1988. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of incredible fall savings on all sale products running through October 18th. HerbalHealer.com is proud to offer eFoods Global products, premium storable foods that are delicious, contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. All you do is just add water. To learn more, click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com, and you can try eFoods storable meals for free. And don't forget to click the specials link for even more savings at HerbalHealer.com. Be sure to sign up for our free newsletter, and as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time. Hurry, sale ends October 18th.